Margaret spoke gently to her cousin, but she had fallen asleep on the sofa. How beautiful she looked, thought Margaret. They had grown up together, but it was only now, when Edith was about to be married, that Margaret found herself considering Edith's qualities. Edith was an only child, and even though she was a little spoilt, she was very sweet. Life was going to change for both of them. Edith and Captain Lennox were getting married, and they were moving to Corfu with the regiment. Margaret Hale, who was 19, a year older than Edith, was going to live with her parents again in the beautiful southern village of Helstone. Margaret was excited about going home, but it would be strange to leave London. She had lived with Aunt Shaw for almost 10 years in a beautiful house in Harley Street. Margaret's father was a poor vicar, and her parents had sent her to London to enjoy life in the city. Margaret thought that her mother and aunt were jealous of each other. Despite the fact that Aunt Shaw had not married for love, Mrs. Hale was jealous of her sister's wealth. Although her marriage to General Shaw had been based on respect, she did not want that for her only child. Captain Lennox was tall and handsome, and Edith loved him, of course. It was just unfortunate that the captain did not have a beautiful house or a title. Neighbours came to the house for dinner that evening, and a little later the captain's brother arrived. He was a lawyer called Henry Lennox, and although Margaret liked him and considered him a friend, she was not in love with him. When he sat next to her, she knew she would have a pleasant evening.
"Tell me about Helstone,"
he said to Margaret.
"Is it a village or a town?"
"Oh, it's too small to be called a village. There's a church and a few cottages near the green and roses around the doorways."
"Your description is like a picture,"
said Henry.
"I would like to visit you at Helstone."
"I hope you will,"
said Margaret.
"Then you will see what a beautiful place it is."